Hi, this is Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you're listening to Rock the Vote Native Style.
Hey, 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 we're rocking the vote Native Style here on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. Hey, I have my special partner in this, Nancy Bolio, who's a member of Bemidji 350 and the Rise Coalition, and also co-host of Rock the Vote Native Style. Welcome, Nancy Bolio.
Well, again, it's an honor to always show up in this space that we've created for our people, and kind of excited, Robert, about our guest today and what our conversation will bring. And I feel it's part of, you know, moving forward and building that collective power. So it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good conversation. And I think we have some good news to share, too. So, again, to all our listeners out there, don't go anywhere, because this is where the knowledge is, and we got to remember knowledge is power, right, Robert?
Absolutely. And one of the things we're excited about having, why don't we talk a little bit about what the show is going to be about, and then I have a couple things I'd like to talk to you before we get our guests on.
Right. Well, today we want to have a conversation about moving forward. So our guest is Audrey Thayer. She won her election on the Bemidji City Council. And then we have Liz Jocula out of the Cloquet area that won her seat as well. And both of them being tribal band members, Liz is Fond du Lac and Audrey is White Earth. I think this brings a lot of inspiration and hope that our voice is finally going to be represented in a good way at the table, Robert. And so, you know, like I mentioned before, our work isn't done November 3rd. It's just beginning. So we're going to hold a collective space with our candidates, with our listeners, and, you know, anybody that wants to help create a space where change takes place on a local level. So we know a lot of the times that we hold trust into, you know, some people at the state level and the federal level, but that's not working very well. And we feel if we start having local change, it's tangible, it's doable, and we feel like we can be a part of that. And I think once we see change on the local level, we can say, hey, you know, if they can do it in Bemidji and Beltrami County, with, especially with three reservations surrounding, what else is imaginable? We want to spread it like, you know, wildfire once we see change here on a local matter. And we want to be that county, that group of people that say, hey, we can do it. This is what it takes to do it. So I think our work is just beginning, Robert.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, one of the things we get our Native people fired up, and, you know, we talk about what the work you did up in the Deep North, like Winona LaDuke likes to call it, and I think everybody's starting to call it that. I better not tell her that, but that she might have it copywritten. But the thing is that, you know, we're finding out that we need to really support, and this is a every 2 year cycle, and we also are having things happen that we don't like, you know, and, you know, it's crazy. We just had the governor basically okay some stuff. I don't know if you want to talk about that, but, you know, it's not getting enough press because we're in the midst of a pandemic, and we're amidst of a president that likes to tweet like a crazy man. And then we have an election for the president. And so all these things kind of weirdly happen behind us. So I don't know. I'm upset. And I think other people are too.
You know, I can relate to that. And I think that we all can. And, you know, this is all the more reason why we got to show up in a collective way, you know, after November 3rd, is because we can honestly put all of our trust into people that say they're going to show up on behalf of us, because we've seen in so many past administrations that people are going to, you know, can we get your vote, especially in a Native vote, because we are instrumental to winning elections. But we continue to see, especially with this Line 3 decision just this last week, that we show up to the meetings, you know, the hearings, we make the phone calls, and we show up in a good way to say, hey, we oppose this. And then with the executive order 1924, government to government under the Walz administration, we felt there was some moving forward, but it's like our words continue to fall on deaf ears. And if we don't create change, it'll never, you know, happen. And what we need to do is define sovereignty and get back to our treaty responsibilities and support people, you know, our relatives when they're running for office or non-Native allies that align with our values. And we got to hold their feet to the fire, because right now, Robert, I'm highly disappointed in Governor Walz right now. And I feel at the same time, you know, Ms. Flanagan, our lieutenant governor, was put in a hard spot. She publicly opposes Line 3. And what we need is to see some action, you know, on her behalf of what that opposition could look like. And we can also support our lieutenant governor by what does that space look like? Because we need more than a statement now. I mean, this is, you know, we've been fighting this pipeline for years, and we've been fighting it in a good way. Mm-hmm. But yet we get the decision that took place last Thursday. So it's really critical when we looking forward to our election process, what that looks like and what type of candidates that we really, really need to get behind. True champions, you know, of climate justice, Robert. That's what we need. We can't have, you know, I refer to Walz, and I try to be nice, but one that speaks with the forked tongue. He spoke environment out of one side and then a pipeline out the other. And it's like, that's not good for us, Robert. So we have to really think about what moving forward looks like and building on what we got now and keep building on that and keep building on that. And so that's why, you know, even despite the bad news, I think we just keep learning from the mistakes that we make and being duped by certain people that are running for office. We're not going to do that no more. Well, and Walz might be that example.
It might be, because look at what happened. Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you and your posse up there, and many people that registered, 9,000 people up there, new voters, and that makes a difference. I mean, look at what happened in Arizona. 76,000 Arizona natives, Navajos, voted in this election. It was like 98%, and 74 of the 76,000 voted for Biden, and Biden won the state by 40,000 votes. So that's the collective power that we talk about every week we talk.
Right. You know, here in Beltrami County, we are blue now, and, you know, that's the good news is moving forward. You know, we don't always trust, you know, the blue party, but I mean, I think we're showing up in a good way, and we're going to build on relationships that can get us all somewhere. But yeah, that collective power means so much. And I think, you know, again, that should be one more reason that we not just disperse after November 3rd. We need to build on that. And moving forward, what does that look like? And how are we going to hold that space together? And I know, like with our work at Minnesota 350, we are in the process of having some great conversation about having a campaign for our Native relatives. And under the campaign, we would have, you know, treaty rights and responsibilities. We'd have our missing and murdered Indigenous women. We'd have Native into politics, you know, understanding our culture and standing in solidarity. There's so much good work that we can do collectively and hold that space together. And I think if we create a space like that, that momentum is just going to keep going forward into the future, and we're just going to keep showing up and not just, you know, way out there, America, but we're going to do that here in Minnesota as well. And we're going to get better at that. And we've had our lessons. We know, first and foremost, we couldn't do with all the hard work that people came forward and did, all the phone banking, text banking. And so a big shout out to everyone that stepped up and made that possible, and the candidate for being courageous for running for office, because it's not an easy place to be, and it's something we have to learn along the way, what it takes to show up in those positions. And so, yeah, Robert, we did that, and we did it because we know we need the change, and we have to continue to work for that. So again, a big shout out to everyone that made those thousands of phone calls, that door knock, that drove people to the polls, that created spaces, Robert. That's the collective power. You're right.
Yeah, exactly. And I think You know, it's a deep breath here, cleansing breath. But we need to support Peggy Flanagan, and I know a lot of people may have presumed wrongly that she supported Governor Walz. And I talked to her good friend Robert Lilligren this past Saturday on Native Roots Radio, presents I'm Awake, which is on 1 to 3. Hey, I threw a plug in there. That, you know, this is the first thing that she has gone up against the governor, and so we need to support Peggy.
Right. You know, and I know people are frustrated, and, you know, it's something that we have to say, you know, we're not going to win every battle, but if we have inside leverage, someone like Peggy Flanagan, we can't lose hope in the system. We have to figure a different way around it. And how are we going to support Peggy to do that? Because, you know, this pipeline is not going to go through, and we're not going to allow it to go through. And, you know, that's some of the news that came out today of that huge resignation that you're going to bring up forward in a bit. But, yeah, we still have to continue to support Peggy and understand that, you know, just because Walz agreed to Line 3 doesn't mean she did. But what can we do to keep that opposition alive and moving forward, stop this pipeline? Because that's what we have to do. We have no choice.
Yeah. And then what you were talking about is there's a article in Wadena Pioneer Journal that says Minnesota environmental advisors resign over Line 3 approval. And out of St. Paul, members of the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency Group on Environmental Justice has resigned en masse in response to the recent approval of the permits for Line 3 oil placement. And there's 17 members, and they all wrote a letter. And they're disappointed. And the funny thing is, I just got to say this, is that I know you and I know me, we can camp and we can go up there. And this is going to be not another Standing Rock. This is going to be bigger than Standing Rock, because a lot of people that went to Standing Rock for that pipeline were from Minnesota, and now it's a quick drive compared to going to North Dakota, and we're going to be standing down. I know they're digging in, I guess, 7 different places at once, so there won't be a front line, but there will be actions up there, and I know Winona's firing up there, and she's having pipeline tours so people can come up and take a tour and see where all the pipelines are and all the people. And so we're going through major COVID and we're shutting down everything, but yet we're going to have 4,000 people up there digging up pipelines and dirtying up our water. And we don't need this oil. We need the Green New Deal. We are supporting a foreign oil company on and on and on.
Right. You know, in the middle of a pandemic in poor rural Minnesota, our tiny little healthcare systems that are already overwhelmed. I mean, how dare they make a decision during the middle of a pandemic and bring more danger to our communities? We're not only talking about, you know, our missing and murdered Indigenous women and children and whatever. We're also talking about a deadly disease he's willing to throw at our people here in northern Minnesota. And because our healthcare system is totally stressed, he thinks, honestly, this is the truth, Robert. It's okay if people die for this pipeline. And that's what it is, because we're not going to be able to take care of everybody. And because, you know, there's going to be that increase because of the influx of all these pipeline people coming here, he puts people's lives at risk here. And literally, people will die because of that decision. And it's also going to be our people. It's going to affect our communities. And we're poor Indian Health Services, and we don't have tons of ICU beds or the insurance to run off to Bemidji and get a ventilator. So we're going to be put on the side, and chances are we're not going to survive when we're put on the side.
Well, let's move on with the show here. Why don't we take a break? And we know how we feel, and we know that the Native Wave is coming, and all our supporters, and maybe we'll name the show Native Wave. When we move on, we'll have to have a meeting and a conference and decide. But I think Native Wave, especially after this last election and all the great work that you've done up north, and we're going to have Audrey Thayer on after this short break. So hold on, and I'm here with Nancy Bolio, and we'll be right back after this short break. You're listening to Rock the Boat Native Style.
We are a Lusa Nation. I love the Toyotas I've gotten at Rudy Luther Toyota, but I keep going back because of Luther's top-notch customer service. A great example, the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works car washes. And I can tell you, it will save you a lot of money over 3 years. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Home Depot, Plymouth, and Minneapolis remind you. In the U.S., one woman is diagnosed with breast cancer every 3 minutes, and one dies as a result every 13 minutes. Our greatest weapons in preventing these tragedies are knowledge and action. Know the warning signs of breast cancer and perform self-exams regularly. Arrange a checkup for you or a family member. This reminder is courtesy of Home Depot Plymouth in Minneapolis. They have all your building materials, hardware, and garden supplies. Remember, cancer is a word, not a sentence.
This is Gregory Rich from Habitation Furnishing and Design and Drink in the Style. You may not realize it, but a trained, skilled interior designer cannot just beautify your space. They can functionify it as well. I don't know if that's a word, but it is a thing. So why not check out HabitationDesign.com and see if it looks like we're right for you. If it does, give us a call and let's schedule an appointment, in person or virtually, to make your home exceptional. HabitationDesign.com.
Is your remote workforce putting your company at risk? Cyber criminals are targeting your employees with COVID-19 inspired emails and attacking businesses like yours. Hi, Mark Sommerfeld from Rimark. Rimark has the tools and expertise to enable your employees to work securely from home. If you need help getting your staff to work remotely and securely, call 651-328-8900 or go to RimarkIT.com. That's 651-328-8900 or RimarkIT.com.
Would you let animals pick your insurance? Do you really need to experience mayhem to get the best rates? Or how about a celebrity quarterback or fake university saving you money? There's a lot of marketing stunts when it comes to insurance, but what you really need is someone looking out for you. Call Array Insurance, and they will work hard to find you the best insurance coverage and rates. So avoid gimmicks and call Cheryl at Array, 763-504-3067 or arrayinsurance.com. Array Insurance, working hard for you.
We are a Lusa Nation.
Welcome back to Rock the Boat Native Style. I'm here with Nancy Bolio, activist up north in the deep north, and really one of the true heroes of this election. Nancy, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me again. And, you know, again, a big shout out to all those people that made this work possible. And I think, you know, again, we're going to move forward, Robert. And this is why we work so hard, is to have our Native relatives have a place at the table and actually to vote for our Native allies. And a big shout out for Jen McEwen out of CD7 for, you know, opposing Line 3 like she did. And, you know, it's nice more progressive candidates that are publicly spoken out, because we've seen in the past where there's that stigma, you can't talk about Line 3 or the water is life. Well, you know, this is a time in history where all those things are critical. And, you know, what is everything else without clean water, Robert?
That's right.
There's nothing.
I want to give a shout out to newly elected State Senator Mary Kunish, who immediately opposed it too. So we still have our allies, and this fight's not over. It's just beginning, and that's the sad thing. But that's we know how to fight, so why don't we move on here? And we got a great guest, and partially, you know, I got to say a couple things about this guest and you. Is I probably would have never met Audrey if it wasn't for all your work up there in the deep north, and it's been really exciting to see Audrey go through all this and how well known she is and how well loved she is. And it's a big congratulations and a peeny geegy to Audrey Thayer. Welcome to Rock the Vote Native Style, Audrey.
Well, hello, Robert and Nancy. it's good to hear your voices.
Yeah,
it is. It's a sunny day up here.
So how are things going? And I know Nancy's got a few questions for you, and we're going to have Liz on in a little bit too. Wow. You know, congratulations. And what a breath of fresh air. And I just know Native people that I talked to were so excited that you were running and hoping that you would win. And then, well, I went on an emotional roller coaster election night, but you ended up winning.
I sure did. And you were at that roller coaster with me, as well as our county commissioner, Reed Olson, and much kudos to Tim Sumner for keeping me level-headed. I'm learning that from Tim, how to listen closely and be calm, because that helps community when you're in a leadership position.
Absolutely.
So, yep.
I want to bring
right, and you know, she is the first Native American woman on the Bemidji City Council, so that is just wonderful news in itself, I must say. And you know, congratulations, Audrey. I mean, you're gonna be an inspiration to so many people, and that's the breath of fresh air that Robert speaks of. And we needed that.
I think it's important for our Indigenous communities, Indigenous American communities, our Anishinaabe people up here, to see that Bemidji will elect Anishinaabe Ojibwe people. And I think it's important for perceptions for our young women that they can do this, and for our little girls who are looking up for role models locally, and we are giving that to them. So by my winning. Pardon?
Oh, that would lead to my first question to you, Audrey. You know, you're talking about the local races, how, you know, important it is for people to see, you know, faces that we can relate to. And I want you to explain, you know, why local elections are important to us, because, you know, when I think about local elections, I'm thinking, well, you know what? I'm right here and I could participate and I could support Audrey. And, you know, I think that's what, you know, you bring to the table is, you know, why do they matter? And can you explain that a little bit more?
Well, I think so when you're looking at the purpose of local government, you know, it's obviously providing an organized system similar to tribal councils, but it, you know, it's exercising power and responsibilities, you know, to bring good things, order, good governance in our community districts. And so for Bemidji, we've had a number of specific issues that have to be addressed in our city of Bemidji. And, you know, that's working through affordable housing. How do we get that so people can afford housing for our young people who are homeless, our young adults? How can we work that through? What can we do? You know, because local government is an action-based. It's about you knowing the people, a relationship-based. And it is about, and for me, as an Anishinaabe, I look at, you know, at government. You look at how it is, I lost my train of thought because there was a message coming in. Anyway, when we're talking about community and local government, it is grassroots. And, you know, when we look at line three and our future that we have to, you know, as we're, you know, that was such a process watching committee after committee after committee, you know, being, brought through, costing Enbridge a lot of money, which is good, because, you know, line three is affecting our water and our land. So when you're thinking about local government, this gives you an opportunity to have a one-on-one relationship with a community person who may not understand or agree. And you can have that relationship in conversation. And that space is important. So local government is, to me, bottom up. You know, and you've heard me talk about servant leadership, and I believe local government is that. It holds the basis to state government and for federal. All right, it's the, you know, the legs of our democracy, if we have a democracy. I have to throw that in too.
Right, and you know, democracy is the foundation of, you know, the diversity that, you know, here in Minnesota and across the nation, and so. You know, the next question kind of, hey, you know.
Nancy, hold on to the next question. Why don't we, Audrey, you'll be able to hold on for another segment, right?
Sure.
We're gonna pay the bills. You're listening to Rock the Vote Native Style, and I'm here with Audrey Thayer and Nancy Bolio, and we'll be right back. Back to Rock the Vote Native Style here on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. I'm here with my sidekick and co-host here, Nancy Bolio, up in the deep north, and we are talking to Audrey Thayer. Welcome back, you two.
Welcome back, I guess. Thanks.
Go ahead, Nancy.
All right, so I left off with wanting to ask Audrey just another question here. We have about 6 minutes left with Audrey. So, Audrey, my question is, what are some of the barriers moving forward, and how can the community help support you as a council member?
Well, I think there are a couple things. Community is important in moving any legislator by questioning and challenging and pushing a public official to make decisions that are important to community. So, you know, people, and I've said this before, that activists and community organizers who push our legislators are critical in getting movement. So what are some of the barriers? Well, the barriers is that right now, I will be sworn in January, and there'll be probably one other progressive, and then if we get the at-large position filled by Dan Jourdain, there'd be three progressives versus three who are more conservative in their and old. Oh, I hate to say this, old school, but you know, we are very focused on keeping Bemidji as it is without understanding the needs of the community. So we're going to have three against three, and then the mayor makes those decisions. That happens in a lot of local government settings where at least I'm not alone trying to fight, you know, not necessarily physically fight, but to negotiate rationally, you know, and getting my vote across, which means a lot more education to the community. And to those who are in positions that have held long-standing positions working for city council, and educating them about the importance of inclusion in a community. So being inclusive in a community that all voices are heard. All voices are included, which has not happened for the city of Bemidji in the past. Voices have been left out. So my goal over the next 4 years is to make sure those goals are heard, that those voices are heard. So community support is important from a perspective of engagement. Be active. Question. You know, and what does change look like out of this? When we look at that, then we see that we move forward. Once our city, which is so diverse, becomes far more inclusive, which means education by all of us, understanding process, understanding policies, reading policies and commenting and pushing legislators and asking them, why does that policy read like that? Can you explain? You know, we've allowed people in leadership positions to move forward making decisions without including community. So my intention is to be inclusive. And that is a goal and an effort, and that's who I am. I hope that answers your question.
Well, it does, and it, you know, it's a wonderful response, and I think, you know, again, talking about that collective power, and what does that look like? That looks like, you know, the being inclusive of the community, and what does change look like? We need to define that, you know, just listening to Sheriff last night, or the Chief of Police, I should say, you know, present, it was like, where are we in this conversation? And I want to give a big shout out to Michael Mealhouse, who is currently on the city council here in Bemidji. He's non-native, but he was the voice for the people that aren't heard. And we need to see more progressive action like that. And it does come with education and, you know, showing up for the conversation and for the meeting. So Audrey, we're going to support you in a whole lot of different ways. We're always going to be here, and you're an inspiration to what change is going to look like on a local level, and we appreciate you for being courageous, for running, and again, congratulations, mm-hmm. especially for being the first okay. Native American woman on this council.
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy and Robert. I have to give a plug from where mm-hmm. I get my employment. Leech Lake Tribal College has a silent auction going on, and they're raising money for students. That's all goes to the students. We are in an area that is economically has some challenges, so I'm throwing it out there. Mm-hmm. Get on Leech Lake Tribal College page, and we will deliver or mail the items that you, if you should win a bid, and I am bidding. So my paycheck is probably going to go out the window because I'm having so much fun bidding. But, it is important to support not only the voices of our activists, but for small institutions that are doing the work, such as Leech Lake Tribal College. There was a plug without pay for my.
Hey, college. Send me the link too, and maybe I'll bid on all something right. and send it out to our listeners.
Okay, thank right. you.
You know, we got to remind ourselves the youth is our future, so the support starts already. So it's a great way to support. So thank you again, Audrey, for telling us about this great fundraiser, and we'll help support that.
Thank yeah. you. Thank you very much.
And Pini Gigi for being on, Audrey, as always. And we'll be talking to you soon next symposium. We're going to have a free-for-all, so we'll be inviting you to Sunday night's okay. Symposium.
All right. We'll see you all again. Thank you for having me on.
Pini Gigi, thank you so much. That was Audrey Thayer. Wow. Nancy, just a great warrior, just a great person. Geez, just so excited to have, to be able to talk to her and listen to her. I mean, she calls herself a junior elder, but she's very wise in many ways.
Right. Well, I'm not too far behind her in age, so I guess she's my auntie. And, they say you got to listen to your aunties. And so, I think, personally, she's a mentor of mine. I don't think she knows that, but I hold high regard for Audrey and people like our next guests as well, because they are, again, bringing our voice to the table. And we're just going to get better at this, Robert. And that's why it's so hopeful feeling right now. It's so good. And the sun shines on me.
I'm wondering if Liz is on now. I'm not getting a message from the station. It looks like they're calling. So you can talk a little bit. One of the things that was brought up in the chat here on Facebook by Joey Peltier, who's just a dynamite dude, he said that if it's 3-3 on standoffs, the mayor makes the final decision, and that the mayor is up for re-election in 2022. So there we go. We have to stay with this Native wave.
Right. And, listening to the webinar a couple of Sundays ago is, we were hoping to create a space for collective power, and we've seen it naturally take place with the conversation that the candidates were having. It's like, wow, we know each other now, and we're just going to build on this. And, that's something we needed so long ago, because if we didn't have that space for them, Robert, some of these candidates would probably be working individually, feeling like they were on their own. But this is a good way for them to connect with each other and build on that power and just be a power pack and remind the state of Minnesota that we're still here.
Hey,
and that's what I appreciate.
Hey, we have our next guest. Do you want to introduce her? Oh, wait, it looks like she disappeared. I'm looking at the board here remotely. We're all remote. I'm wondering if she's on. Looks like he's calling her back. It's a shaky phone service up there in the deep north, Nancy.
It is, especially kind of in the Fond du Lac area. I've been out that way before. And, touch and go out there. But, yeah, I see she's waiting here to get dialed back in. And, she ran for Ward 5 in Cloquet, and she won. And, again, along with Sheila Lamb, that builds power within itself. And, again, they're going to bring the need for clean water to the table, many of these candidates. And, again, that's what's inspiring, too, because, just as the activist or the Northern organizer title I hold, it's like, especially with last Thursday's decision, it's like no one's listening again. But when we support these these candidates and position them in places that make sense, then it's going to be powerful. And that's, I just can't get over the good feeling of moving forward and creating that space, not just for our candidates, but for all those people that voted, for all the people that worked hard to make this happen and creating that space. So we have somewhere to go, Robert, and that's the good work moving forward. And so I think we have a lot of good trouble on our plate, and we have great candidates to be the voice and amplify our concerns.
Hey, I think Liz is on. Why don't you introduce her?
Oh, Liz Jocula is a Fond du Lac band member, and she ran for Ward 5, and she showed up in so many good ways. She's done this in the past. She gives her heart through music and just showing up and being a voice for our people. So welcome to the show, Liz.
Bonjour, Miigwech. I'm happy to be here. I accidentally hung up with my AirPod, so I'm back. I'm good.
Welcome and congratulations again.
Oh, Miigwech. And, you know, I'm just really so grateful because I know that we did this together, that it wasn't, you know, just me. It wasn't just my little team here on the ground. It was everybody, you know, working together across the state, across Indian Country and Min 350 and, you know, all of the people that realize the importance of having local representation. So, yeah, I'm happy. I'm really happy to be able to do this work. I'm nervous. Let's get real. I'm nervous, but let's do it.
Well, you got Sheila Lamb, who's a rock star up there to lean on, and I'm excited for you two to work together. And, Nancy, do you have a question or a statement for Liz?
I do. And, you know, one of the things I look forward to is, you know, being, you know, have that, the community be inclusive of, you know, part of the dialogue and decision-making process. So I want you to explain how you feel about local elections and why they're important and what change looks like with your position coming in.
Okay. So, there are so many local elections, you know, that when I was younger, I didn't realize that we could be a part of. Growing up on Fond du Lac, I was aware of tribal elections, of course, but not so aware of what was going on in local towns or municipalities or counties. And that's where a lot of decisions are made that impact everyone in the region. So in my case, running for city council for Cloquet, the decisions that the city makes have impact on the tribal people, definitely because our boundaries overlap. So those decisions include and impact us. So I wanted to make sure that, you know, I put my hat in that ring once I figured it out, once I realized what was going on, and that I could. And I wasn't so confident that I was going to win, but I knew that if I didn't try, I would never know, you know. We've got Sheila Lamb on the council, and back, I can't remember the dates, I have to look these up, but Peggy Roy, she's the Fond du Lac band member as well, and she had been on the council at one point, maybe 10 or 15 years ago. So being involved, getting engaged with the decisions, you know, for all of the levels of government is really an important thing. And so now we're starting to see that happen. More and more Native people are being engaged and want to and have the capacity, the ability to run for those, because it's not easy. You know, it's not something that you can just do. You have to, you have to have the freedom to be able to do it, you know, and I'm at this point in my life where I'm able to do that. My family is, you know, a little bit older than what it was a few years ago. My husband is so supportive, and I have to make sure and give him, kudos, because he puts up with me and all of my shenanigans. And some people, they're not in that place. So I found myself in a place where I was able to do this and put my hat in the ring. So I felt compelled to do so, especially after the events down in Minneapolis with George Floyd. I thought, if I don't run, who is going to? So what does change look like? Change hopefully will represent, the people that are served by these various levels of government. And we're starting to see that. We're starting to see more women involved. We're starting to see more people of color involved. We're starting to see more indigenous people involved. And as we are able to be at the table, have our voices heard in the process, we'll be starting to see those changes come out in terms of how local government runs, the decisions that they make, hopefully working together better with other levels of government, especially here in Minnesota. I mean, we have representation now at quite a few different levels, and we are networking. So let's see what we can do to support each other in the things that are important to our communities and really important to all the communities. Like, we need clean water. Like, there's no question about that. So that doesn't only impact the indigenous communities. That impacts everybody who lives here and who benefits from the clean waters of Lake Superior. So it's, not even bound by politics.
Wow. Liz, I want to congratulate you and also Pini Gigi for stopping by and saying hello. We're going to be excited. And, of course, we're going to still be in touch with what's going on up there. And, again, we're really excited for you and for Sheila and all the people that supported you up in the deep north.
Well, miigwech. Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, you're listening to Rock the Vote Native Style, and we'll be right back after this short break. Welcome back to Rock the Vote Native Style here on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. And this is an offshoot of FYI Politics and also Native Roots Radio Network. So, Nancy, I got a couple things to talk to you with the last few minutes here. Again, a way to put together a great show, and we need to resist, divest, and join a group and run for office. I say that at the end of my show on Native Roots Radio, but I feel like I should say that all the time, because we do need to resist. We do need to join a group. We do need to run for office, and we do need to do these things and be active like you are in your posse up there in the deep north.
Right. Just having the guests that we had today, that's that piece moving forward, because our work has just begun now, and we got to think about, some of the power against us, like Audrey mentioned earlier. A majority vote for the most part holds us back, and it's more conservative thinking, and it doesn't really include our concerns and our respects our culture or the treaties that we hold together as treaty people. And so I think, moving this radio show to the next part of the work, we have to define what that looks like. And there's, one of the questions I had to our city council members today was, what does change look like? Well, I was talking to change when I asked that question. It's like, I was like, wow, this is powerful, because they are the change, not to say that they're the first people that ever got into the office, but they're building on, like the candidates that we already have in office, like Mary Kunish Podine and Jamie Becker Friend and all these wonderful people that already hold that space. And just to build on that, Robert, and that takes showing up. And that means sometimes we have to agree to disagree, mm-hmm. and it's okay to be frustrated, but yet we have to put our big girl bloomers on, like I say, and show up for the hard conversations and support the candidates and work towards that common goodness that we all hold together. And that's for a bright future for all of us, regardless of what walk of life we live.
Oh, absolutely. And what's interesting, too, we had a lot of candidates run. And I think one of the things that surprised people is how many candidates, Native candidates, and they were still, we had a count of 14 at one time, and they were still coming in. And once we realize that, and once we can support in a good way and have one big circle of Native politicians in Minnesota, and support them in a good way, and maybe show the first-time candidates on the ropes, show them the ropes of running from seasoned candidates that are native down here in the cities and all over Turtle Island, and just build that capacity to be strong and to run and to really have the support and do it in a good way and a right way.
Right. Well, we always got to, you know, and I think we do, we always walk with a good heart and we have good intentions. And one thing coming out of COVID was that we were fearless, Robert. We still showed up because we knew we had to. And another thing that came out of COVID was that we learned how to utilize Zoom and create a space for these good things to happen. So COVID was a barrier to a degree, but it also made us stronger. And moving forward, that's what we're going to keep doing. We're going to get stronger and we're going to work harder at creating more spaces and expand that dialogue and make sure everyone's inclusive of local, state, and federal matters, because we're all in this together, Robert. And under our treaty responsibility, we are to be good neighbors and be good stewards of the earth. And this is moving forward. We're going to create that space and make sure that we live in a healthy, bright future and our people are respected, because we are good people and we walk with a good heart, Robert, and we're still here.
Right. We're still here, exactly. I would name the next show We're Still Here, but we already have a symposium on Sunday called that. But I think the Native Wave is a great way to end this, and we're going to have a Native Wave, and it's going to be continuous, because things like elections that a lot of our community like to sit out, things like, you know, the census, we got to talk about constantly, not just a week or a month beforehand. There's things like that that we need to do. And so I'm really excited for the future with you, Nancy. And Nancy can be also heard every week on Native Roots Radio. Nancy does a great segment. And I just want to end the show by saying, tomorrow, Pilots Progressive Party at 5 p.m. with Wendy and I. And then also next up is Matt McNeil, who is a superstar in my idol here. The man is brilliant and can talk up a blue storm and has knowledge to back it up. So, again, Pini Gigi, Nancy, for all the work you've done on here.
Right, and back at you and all the listeners and all the hard people, I mean, all the people that work really hard to make this happen. And let's continue to show up and have that dialogue and build on good things and move ourselves forward. And again, we're still here.
You've been listening to the Blue Wave. This is the Native Wave on Native Roots Radio. Presents I'm Awakened. We'll see you next week.